You already know what time it is. Man, early morning session, man. It's a good day. We back. Welcome to the Occasional Hoopers. I'm your host, Smooth Johnson, here today. You know, you can find us at the Occasional Hoopers on Instagram, the Occasional Hoopers on podcast, Spotify, anchor.fm. You already know Twitter, T.O. Hoopers, Facebook, T.O. Hoopers, the Occasional Hoopers. We here, you know, I'm here with my guys, man. We getting it in, man. It's real good. My main man, Charles, you know what I'm saying? My boy, you know what I'm saying?
Happy to be here.
Let him know your gram. Let him know your gram, man. Tell
Charlie's
him
gram.
Charlie's hungry on
Instagram.
Yeah. Mother boy, my main man, Rashad.
Hey.
It's the deal.
Hey, so follow me on Shaw Data Trainer on IG. I'm here to introduce myself. My name is Rashad Scott. I am a personal trainer, also a strength conditioning coach, and I'm also a nutritionist. So if y'all guys want to holler at me with any questions, you know, shoot me in a DM.
Man, let's get it, man. See, I'm an occasional hooper, you know what I'm saying? Smooth Johnson, occasional hooping, you know, yeah. Like, it's a session today, actually, at 12:30 up at Southwest. It's a session. My man, Royal T, he was in here a few weeks ago. Trey, my homie Trey, we went to high school together, we went to college together. And his pops, they be hosting an open run up at Southwest. So if you're an occasional hooper and you want to get a run, 12:30 up to 3, come with your 5.
Okay.
Get it in. You know what I'm saying? We ain't got no refs out there, but respect the call.
I'm coming in there solo, man.
Hey,
coming
man.
In there solo.
You'll team up with a car. You going to get a run, man. You going to get a run. Just
got
come
to.
On time.
Yeah.
You already Southwest. Know.
Right?
That's crazy.
Charles, man, me and Charles went to high school together, too.
That's crazy.
Okay.
Southwest.
That's my dog, man. We, man, years, what? He knew my moms before he knew me.
In middle school, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
So, like, this is my dog, man. This has been years, man. I don't even want to put no time on it. Because I'm going to look old if I say the time. You know what I'm saying? Like, nah, because even Rashad, shit, it was what? Arizona? We was in Arizona?
Arizona.
You know what I'm saying? Like, just chopped it up over a blunt. From then on, my man's is sports training. So if you need what you need, you know who to come to.
Yeah,
for
yeah.
Sure, for sure.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Yeah, so, it's love right now. So, all right, y'all. Like, this is what it is. We about to. All right, man. Last time I was on this show, last time we was here, Lakers was winning.
Mm-hmm.
I'm here again, and guess what?
They still win it.
They still win it.
Yes, sir.
The best record since 2008 season for the start.
So what's up? Like, what y'all, Charles? What you feel about that? Just in terms of momentum for us.
Like, it's a beautiful thing. Like, a lot of people didn't expect them to have this early success that they got right now. It's awesome to watch, honestly. They're welding together, playing defense. They're leading the league in blocks. LeBron getting up there in assists in the top two. It's pretty solid. So it's a solid momentum right now going into Christmas. I'm really looking forward to that Christmas game. I want to see what they're looking like. Everybody gonna have their players back.
What I think, I think they killing it, you know. It's all about fundamentals. You know, they sizing up the players, they sizing up the defense, and they going after it. You know, for the Lakers, you know what we about. You know, we about winning championships. We're not worried about just making to the playoffs. You know, we out here trying to, you know, win it all. And so I like what we're seeing. The only thing we got to do is just, you know, just stay healthy. You know, stay healthy and just stay smart.
That's the key.
We don't got to win every game. We just, you know, just have a good spot in the playoffs and then just focus on our opponent in the playoffs and take it from there. You know, hey, and the Clippers and the Lakers face each other,
man,
in the Western Conference, man.
It is,
hey,
because
I'm not even shooting down the Clippers, man.
It's,
you know, big respect to them, what they doing.
It's going to be a good series if they do that.
Yeah.
It would then be a hallway series.
Hallway. They wouldn't even lead a Stapleton. That's
bro,
crazy.
I'm thinking about coming back out in L.A. if they meet each other in the Western Conference. Like,
I mean, that at that point,
that's going to be clean.
They're going to be super turned.
This is what we saying. We saying for 7 straight days, or 7 days over a 2-week time span,
mm-hmm.
If he goes seven games. Oh, but yes, it is going to go seven games. It's going seven. Because it's respect.
It's going seven. Mm. I want my Lakers to get home court, though. Just saying.
It don't matter, man. They just...
Every game is home court, man. What you talking about?
Yeah, exactly.
Our banners still up there.
Our banners are still up there. That's true.
You know, we can look at them for inspiration every time.
We all just want... Because I feel like, you know, everybody from L.A., like, we wanted the Clippers to do good. At least I did. I always wanted the Clippers to do good, you know, but the Lakers, you know, they just killing it. My man Kobe, you know, out there, you know, he's one of my favorite players, him and T-Mac. Mm-hmm. But I always wanted the Clippers to do good, man. I've been saying that since I was a kid because I always be moving around. And I was like, yo, if they ever meet each other in the Western Conference, I am, like, coming back. I'm coming back. So it'll be something to see.
Who can we credit for the Clippers' success? Like, growing up, they wasn't really
Owner. The owner, man.
Steve Ballmer, man. We got to give a lot of...
The new owner?
Yes, yes.
Dude, Steve Ballmer came in there.
After that old owner got kicked out.
Bro, and he was racist, too, on top of that? Yeah. He didn't respect the players, too, you know? And this owner, I don't remember his name, but, you know, he's... You know, he obviously respects the players and respects the staff. And, you know, he listens to what they're saying. He's like, this is what we need. And he's like, all right, like, you know, whatever. Like, I'll give it to you.
Mm-hmm. If you learn anything from, like, looking at how Steve came in there and started from the ground up, who was the GM that drafted Blake Griffin, had Baron Davis, and then got Chris Paul? Cause this is what you gotta think about.
That's what started it.
That's the real root. Like, cause they had Eric Gordon at that time. They had DeAndre Jordan at that time. You feel me? They had Baron Davis, and they had like a few other players, and they was Lob City. They didn't make the playoffs, but they was Lob City.
They had them relevant.
They had Doc too, right?
Doc Rivers.
I don't think Doc was coach. I think it was Vinny Del Negro.
That's right.
Vinny Del Negro was the coach, but I don't know who the GM was.
But then they had Doc later. But then Doc that's later? That's when they started like splitting the team.
Let me see, man. I don't know who the GM was. We about to figure it out right now.
But Doc was definitely a coach at the time when they were there though.
Doc helped him a lot.
The only problem is that you know they just couldn't get over that hump, man. It was like injuries killed them. That was the thing. Blake Griffin was always hurt. Then CB3 be hurt. Then he had
David Stern messed that CP3 trade up.
So, and look at where the Pelicans at now.
Clippers can't get no help without us.
Don't get me started with that. CP3 and Kobe. Oh man, that would have been. That would have been bad right there.
Not only would have been bad. Oh man, I don't even want to.
The
do
whole
that.
League intervened. They said no, we can't have that.
Yep. Now, what really would have took off and what really would have happened too, each team had an inverted different effect. As soon as CP left, they got AD. So the league always look out for New Orleans some way somehow.
Yeah.
Or the New Orleans was they are the Pelicans now. They was the New Orleans Hornets before, right?
Yeah.
So the league always looking out for them. You know what I'm saying? So we could just peep that. Because how they go get loot? They got Chris Paul. Lost Chris Paul to the Clippers. Clippers came up. You feel me? Because they traded off BD. They traded off a few other people when they got Chris Paul. And they brought in Caron Butler, Chauncey Billups, Jamal Crawford. And they had Big Baby Davis, remember?
Yeah, and they had Doc Rivers' son too, Austin.
They had Austin Rivers. Yeah. Now this is even before that. If you go further back, they had weak ass Ryan Hollins. on the court. You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying. I only talk about the game I see on the court.
So
he weak on the court.
Yeah, okay.
Not like that. He could block me, but I got a better chance of crossing him over and shooting as an occasional hooper if I go by off his game in my position where I'm playing. Not that he better than me off top. Okay. But compared to other NBA players that are point guards, Ryan Hollins, you come to that perimeter, you getting crossed up, boo beeped,
Yeah, you gotta have that defense.
I only remember you getting dunked on, honestly, bro. You did open dunks and layups off the play.
All the time.
You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. You played. Mm-hmm. You played collegiate, right? Not collegiate. No, you play organized.
Yeah.
So you play organized basketball. So when you run in certain plays, you going to get certain points.
True. That's the goal.
Yep. Also, I'm also a basketball coach as well. But, mm-hmm. Yeah, so you just, you know, you make certain plays for certain players and you try to draw it into their strengths. So if, you know, one guy's a slasher, he's not a good ball handler, but he's a good slasher, you know. You just set up a play, you know, like a give and go. And make it work, you know. You see the strengths in the players, and you try to bring the best out, and also bring out, and just bring out their strengths. Work on their weaknesses later, but that's what you do in practice. You know what I mean? But when it comes to game time, you know, you do what you need to do, you know, to get that W. For sure.
Yeah. And as a player,
strategic.
What would you say? I got to get back to that Clipper GM. I got to get that. My bad.
Yeah,
it was the 2009 year. But jump into this, though, because this just came.
Lob
you feel
City.
Me? That was Lob City. But they designed them plays. Vinny DeNegro said, fuck it. He a bouncer, and CP can pass that shit. Or the GM said, Blake got bounced. CP can pass the ball extremely well.
Yeah.
That's going to be the start of something. Let's get Chauncey Billups to hit a couple of big shots and give us some credibility.
I forgot he was on that squad.
Let's get Caron Butler, because Caron Butler won a championship with Dallas, even though he was injured that year in 2011.
Yeah.
So, and they swept the Lakers without Caron Butler. So imagine if they had him.
Man, but the Lakers are weak at that time. At that time, it was a drought. Lakers were in a drought for a cool ass minute. Now that we're up and beat, you know, everyone's all alive again. So it's just,
Back to where it should be,
man. Everyone's
when
all happy.
Boston and LA are really good. That's when the NBA is at its finest, like for real. Like top two franchises in the league, solid to watch. Can't wait till they play too.
Exactly.
So as a player, when somebody set up a play for you, what do you appreciate? Is it the slashing or like coach just said? You know what I'm saying? What do you appreciate from the play being set up that gives you an advantage as a player?
I think it goes like trust, honestly. Like the whole team is looking at the player, like, you know, we trust you in this moment to get this done, you know. And then that says a lot. Like that's a lot of ownership you gotta take, make something happen. Like your team looking for you to make a move so you can get the team going. So that's how I look at it.
It's definitely inspiring, you know. It gets people going, get people pumped up and activated too, because it's not all about scoring.
Yep.
You know, it's about assisting others, because, you know, coaches and scouts, you know, that's what they look for. You think, oh, I didn't score 29 points, no one cares. How many rebounds did you have? How many points did they got a shoot over you on? You know, do you score like 0 points? Okay. Do you steal the ball from them? Like how many times? Okay. You know, coaches and scouts see those little details, and that's the thing, you know, for hoopers out there, they need to focus on, not just scoring. Yeah, that works. Yeah, it's flashy, I know, you know, and you need to score. Don't get me wrong, that's part of the game, but, you know, work on everything else.
Yeah, that's real.
Man. So, the Clippers did that, right? We're going to come all the way back. We got to come back. Clippers did that. Hornets end up getting AD. Wow. Wow. Now they the Pelicans and all this. Lakers end up being weak for the next, what? We was weak for the next 6 years?
Yeah.
Seven years?
It's still weak for a long time, man. I mean, we weren't relevant. We were just happy to be in the playoffs. But even
the next year, 2012, we had to deal with Dwight and shit.
That was, yeah.
It's so good to see him back and way better than what he was doing.
No,
bro,
man,
when I first heard that he was coming back over here, I was like, nah, we won.
I had a good feeling about it. I'm like, it's time in his career. He keep getting bounced around. He need a home where he can play hard.
I just couldn't see it.
Because he felt the map. People was like, is he still playing? Is he injured? What's going on? He dropping 4 points a game. So, it's good.
He changed his whole body frame, man. Like, his I remember he used to have like massive shoulders, and now it's just he's all slim. Mm-hmm. So he's, I see that he's definitely trying to work on something. I don't know if it's like his depression issues or whatever, but
yeah.
Hey.
So check it That's out. Real. I found out who was the Clippers head coach and who was the general manager, Mike Dunleavy. So Mike Dunleavy Senior drafted Blake. And he coached the squad, right?
He's no longer GM.
Nah, I don't know because I know Doc had got the title, you know, basketball head coach and GM as well. He was president of basketball operations. You feel me? So he had to handle both, drafting the talent and coaching.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't have to just get the talent. Now you got to coach it.
That's a lot of responsibility.
So that's why them years was hard, you know what I'm saying? But now, and you know, they had their issues. We had our issues. AD balling over there. They get a once-in-a-lifetime big man. Mm-hmm. We needed the big man we thought was once-in-a-lifetime, but we didn't get the draft. The next year, 10, AD got drafted. He was hurt, but he was on that Olympic team.
Everybody knew what he was capable of, though.
It was cool though because he all I ain't gonna lie, man, AD be frail though. He be injury prone, so that's why I'm just like, as you healthy, my dude, at least be healthy for this year.
What's the best availability? I know what's the best. What's the best? For a player, the best ability to have is availability.
Yeah. Oh, I think.
What's the saying? You know the saying.
Yeah, it's just all about health, sustainability. As long as you're sustained and as long as you're healthy, you know, then you're fine. Because, you know, you don't want an injury prone player that you know that's like, oh, once we get in around this season, around this date, you know, something's going to happen, you know. But I think the physical therapy team, you know, all those and the strength conditioning players, I mean, staff over there as well, you know, they do their little thing and hopefully try not to overtrain, you know, their athletes.
Because at the end of the day, Clippers' issues was health. Chris Paul's issue was health. New Orleans, you know what I mean, like.
And it could be on the athletes too, on what they're eating. They're not following what the nutritionist is saying, you know, or the dietitian, excuse me.
Right.
What they're saying, because nutrition plays a big role into your health as well, into your game, because it's not just food that you put in, you know, it's energy that you put in and what you're getting out. Like, you know, we can discuss GMO foods, but we're not going to go there. But hey, you know, Lamar Odom was talking about he out there eating gummy bears and stuff like that, you know what I mean, or gummy worms. And really, you know, and that's why it's things like that is why, you know, players do actually get hurt, because they're not eating the right nutrition.
If you eat the right food.
Yeah, but if you eat the right food, it's all good. Now, I'm not knocking gummy worms or anything like that, because it's cool to actually do that before a game, you know, just like drinking like a coffee or something, or have some kind of caffeine. It's all right to do that before a game, because like, long as it's like small or liquid, you know, it's like an hour digest. Once that's in your system. It's still in it, you know, because, you know, with your whole dietary track, you know, it will circulate, you know, all into your system for about another 7 hours or so. So it's still
7 hours for me to digest some gummy worms.
it'll take a minute because your body's trying to take out everything.
I go to the bathroom quick after the coffee.
No, for real, the coffee.
But coffee.
But it stay in your system though.
Yeah, coffee is known to give you that diarrhea effect or whatever. You know, that little bubbly, bubbly stomach. Yeah.
Coffee drinkers beware.
Yeah.
If you drink coffee, you know.
I mean, I drink a little bit, but.
Well, I'm just saying I agree because I know.
Yeah.
That little diarrhea effect is real.
So, I mean, but it's all good. But it's things like that, you know. I think that's why most athletes be injury prone. It's just because of nutrition, and they don't follow what, you know, the physical therapist is saying. You know, because they think, oh, I'm an athlete. Oh, I can do whatever. I'm invincible. Mm-hmm. And they won't listen until they get later on in their older career. Right. That's when they really start paying attention. Yeah. And I think people are starting to pay attention by looking at LeBron and, more importantly, looking at Kobe. Because Kobe is very, you know, he had all these injuries, but yet because he was eating right, and he was listening to his doctors and stuff like that, you know, and that's why he lasted so long. So
I think a lot of people take the longevity in the NBA a little for granted. Like, not too many players can play 20 seasons like Kobe.
16 seasons.
Even past 10 is, like, that's a blessing. Like, a lot of people can't get that. Look at Vince Carter. He's, like, what, 22nd, 23rd season now? This dude was balling when he was in elementary. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so, but, he talked about his health.
He talked about his health.
And he was saying when he stepped in his first time in his career, you know, he can just go out there and just do whatever and, like, work out. But now it's more so of, like, stretching and just, you know, mobility work instead of lifting weights and things like that. So his body has to adjust, and but that's how he does to sustain himself during the whole season. It's not easy, man. He's like, what, 42?
It's not easy at all.
He's old, man.
And think about that. If to have longevity in the game is to stretch, eat right. Look at the training staff. Look at the, like you said, the diet. My bad, guys, man. My throat. Had a little sickness this week. You know what I'm saying? It was raining and whatnot. Raining in the city. So I'm trying to, you know, keep it straight, keep it solid. But I apologize about that. But look at the training staff. Look at the dietitians, the doctors on the team. In order for a team to win, you got to have your health. Like, that's why we listen to all these predictions, and we made predictions. It's true, we do. But we really don't know until we see it on the floor, the team gym, and you're looking at, what, April? Maybe when you really need to be playing good, that's when you really can be evaluated. Like, maybe 20 games into the season, maybe 30. You know what I mean? But at that point, what you're saying is the plays that we've been running, you guys should know how to do. But in terms of y'all now making up, because half of basketball is improvisation. In order for you to get open to make your shot, you got to improvise and react to the defense that happens. You can set the play, but the other half is quick thinking and what is going on. It's the fastest game of chess I ever seen.
True. It is. Because sometimes, you know, the play's not there. You just got to be quick on your feet.
You got to remember an old play in a different section of the court. Because the play we just ran got broke up. Because the defense caught on to it.
Yeah. So you got to think on to yourself. Coach can't be saying everything, you know. That's how you're losing your voice. You got to trust the players to have some kind of basketball IQ. It's simple and plain. If you don't have the IQ, no coach really wants you on the court.
Super athletic, super talented, but if you don't know IQ, you're not using your full potential.
Yeah, turnover.
You know
prone.
To do with all your talent. That's it's counterproductive.
Yeah.
Because when you're on the court, Charles, like as a player, and even like I said, when you know just occasional hoop, you know what I'm saying. But at the end of the day, approaching the game, you look at it from the mental standpoint. And then translating it onto the court, what is reaction process like? What is that like in terms of, you know, you already got the play. Now you have to improvise off the play and worry about the coach either taking you out or your team reacting to what you did as either take the shot, you know what I'm saying? No matter what, miss or make, or you shouldn't have took the shot. Now you fucked up.
Back to that trust I was thinking of earlier. Like, it's pressure on you, but you gotta, and after those times, you gotta come through for your team. Like, they need you. Like, whoever you are, like, you could be a star. And even if you, you know, miss it, they still got your back. They trust you every 9 times out of 10 to take that shot. You know, there's not too many people on the floor they'd rather not take it, so you gotta come through.
That's real.
It's just another shot. Yourself on the floor, you know, do what you need to do, you know, get open, you know, you got, you know, the counting second.
That's why, like I said, I can evaluate the team in like March, April. For me to say something in October, September, because we see the roster and we see what the lineup could be, and we got the analytical numbers and things, you know what I mean? I could say, you know, but that shit, you know.
You don't care about the numbers?
I care, but I don't care, because you got to make the pressure on you when it's different. When the shot big, like clutch factor, when we see that on the game, when they talk about it, think about what we play. We live at game point, man. You on the court, man. Game 11. Y'all just came back from being down 5-10, 5-9.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's ones and twos on the court. Every three-pointer is a two. Every inside shot is a one. So you know how you feel when you come back down 10-5, and you got to either be, either it's 9-5, you need a two-pointer to make it to end the game, or it's 10-10, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. or it's 10-10. And you need that one shot to win the game, because it ain't one by two.
No, it's not.
I mean,
it's straight up.
Straight up.
Good. If you occasional hoop, you play straight up. No win by two. Up to 11 for at least.
I don't know. I kind of like that, just because it lasts a long time. Let's see who has the inner fight. You know, that's why I like the two. You know, win by two. That's just my preference. You know, because it's like, you want to go straight up, I'm like, oh, you lazy, because I feel like you just try and depend on that one shot. You know, you don't want to play defense again. And I'm like, nah, get back out here. You know? Just shut it down. Sustain that win. That's why it's win by two. You got to sustain it. Because it's always, if you win by, you just win by one, you'd be like, nah, bring that back. You know what I'm saying? But that win by two, you know, it's kind of different. At least that's just my opinion.
It is. That defense be real tense. Right?
Yeah.
10, like, all right.
Yeah.
That's when the fouls come hard.
Yeah.
Not too hard, but it's like, instead of.
That's when people start calling it too.
And they grab you.
Yeah.
Instead of you getting up to get a shot up, nah, you ain't. Yeah, go ahead, go up there, reset. Like,
yeah.
They tell you reset, like, all right. But see, that's why, like, you know, coming back to the teams, you gotta think about it. The game on the line. During the regular season, that's me making sure that you can make it happen, win or loss, win or lose, right?
Yeah.
Speaking from Laker fans, if we win, I'm sorry, if we lose a game after an 8-game or 9-game win streak, y'all can't be mad at that season. That's a great season. I mean, out of 82 games, you went on a win streak at 8 and lost a game. So every 8 games, you only lose one game. Think about what we just did.
Yeah, we straight. I don't think we'll be upset about that.
How many wins do you think they're gonna get this year? Like, what's the win total looking like?
Go ahead, y'all wrap that. I'm gonna try to get some math real quick. See what's up.
I'm just curious.
Aren't they like 15-2 right now? 16-2. And it's 82 games in the whole season.
Because growing up, we were used to 50 season, 60 season wins. You know,
I think it's gonna be around 60. Because it might have a drought, and then they're gonna be like, oh, what's wrong with the Lakers? And then they pull it back together in the playoffs, and then next thing you know, when they're in Western Conference, and then we'll see from there. I'm not worried about anyone else but the Clippers, to be honest. Everyone else is like, okay, but I think if we face any team in 4 games, we'll just pound them and just make them tired. Mavericks, they're not ready yet. Right now, they're like the OKC Thunder with the KD and James Harden.
Luka is that good. Luka is pretty good. This month, he averaged a triple-double.
What's his defense looking like? But he's doing good.
Only three players have ever done that. It's pretty sick.
I give him credit for that, yeah. Luka's pretty nice.
Yeah, man, this would be like a 64 win season.
64?
65 games, man.
I like that.
64, 65. And if we win every 8 games, like I said, if, If we lose every one game, every eight games, bro, that's like 64 wins.
Man, we'll be straight, bro.
That means we only lost 14 times.
Why was he getting to
the playoffs? 18 times, something like that. You know what I mean? Or something like that. Like, that's not bad. That's not bad.
I mean, last year was what? How many wins?
50?
50. You can't be mad at that.
Nah.
65 and 18?
We did go to 64
and 18? No, they didn't.
Nah.
So it must have been less than that.
We didn't go to the playoffs because of injuries.
Yeah.
That's all it was. Actually, I didn't mind the Laker team we had last season. I thought it was pretty good and looked pretty promising, but we just... I know we want to win so bad. Bro. Yeah, we just want to win so bad, but when LeBron was around, we were doing just fine.
But it was injuries, too, though. That whole training staff had everybody injured. Like, it's like all our players were always out. Yeah. Everybody. Remember that one year, man? I hate to... throwback in Laker history, but man, remember we didn't even have enough players where Sacre had to, whenever he fouled, they got a free throw.
Yeah, it's
that's how bad a game was, bro. I said yes, Robert Sacre. That's how far I know that's.
It's not put the doctor staff or who's running that program.
I don't know what they was doing. Did nobody have CBD gummies or something like? Got a CBD ad promotion, but still, like,
yeah. I mean, that's one thing. I think, from my eyes, that's one thing I gotta look at now. It's just who's, you know, in my profession, just who's the staff, you know, who's training who, and like, who's improving, doing what, you know, and just read a bunch of research articles and things like that on why why is like the vertical, you know, is jumping higher, or why they're more athletic, or why they're lasting longer, or why. Shoulder, you know, it's not hurting anymore, you know, things like that. So, speaking of shoulders, I know I really wanted PG to be a Laker, so it's just
it hurts.
Hey,
talk about shoulders, you say you never felt this good in a while. His shoulders feel brand new, fresh, and you see it on the court.
Yeah. Hold on, man.
He's a baller.
Let me say this, y'all. Y'all can call him PG, but I'm gonna just, like, you know, here at the Occasional Hoopers, dog, we refer to him as Palmdale P.
Palmdale P.
Because he's from Palmdale.
Yeah.
Palmdale P.
And he called himself Playoff P. But even Melo said Playoff P, huh?
Yeah.
And he only showed up one game and got put out by Damian Lillard. Mm. Got put out by Utah.
First of all, why he disrespect Dame and say that was a lucky shot? That's what Dame does.
Wait, this dude.
That's what he does.
And I'm not saying Paul George not good, but when he played LeBron over in the East, you got put out too. So,
yeah. You
put out P, if anything, to me, you get put out.
The farthest he's gotten. The farthest he's gotten is the East Conference Finals.
But that's the East.
But that was LeBron, though, man. That's,
hey.
He got recognized because of that.
He
to
did.
Be
he did.
So, you don't LeBron, too.
You can't knock that.
I remember that. Whew.
But the reason why I come so hard at him is because, look, bro, he said he wanted to be a Laker. He said, I want to be a Laker. I imagine he had a commercial, he said, and it was an interview. I imagine my jersey being hung up in the Lakers Raptors retired. He said that out of his mouth.
Yeah.
I didn't ask for him to come on my team.
Yeah.
I didn't ask for you. If I don't ask for you, and then you tell me you want me, and then you get a chance to get with me, and you go to another team.
The rival side.
Not even that. You went OKC, you could have left. You could have came to the Lakers if you wanted to be a Laker. Mm. This is your executive decision. Remember, he was a free agent because Indiana's trading him to OKC. He had 1 year, and he could have bounced. He stayed with OKC. So I understand you said you wanted him to be a Laker,
bro,
but he lied and said he wanted to be a Laker. So he gave us that impression. Right. He submitted his application, and then got with the other squad.
The biggest thing it came down to was he wanted to play with Kawhi, you know. That was it. That was the thing. Because he wanted to play together for years.
Yeah. So. Man, that's another person who said they wanted to be a Laker. So I don't want to, like, it's see, me, you know, I admit that they was good. Last show I said, you know, the Clippers are, I gave them their credit. We give them their credit, right? I give you Clipper history because I used to be a Clipper fan. So So I give you Clipper history, you know what I'm saying? I knew the Clippers, they had Al Thornton, Ricky Davis, you know what I'm saying? I could name some, you know, some old Clippers, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Corey McGetty, Darius Miles, you know what I'm saying? Elton Brand, Chris Kaman. Like, I can name Clippers. I used to be a Clipper fan, so I'm not knocking the Clippers. But I'm a Laker fan first. And when y'all two players do disrespectful things to the Lakers fans, to the Lakers in general, by saying you want to be there, and then don't be there.
Yeah. I feel you.
Y'all tried to put us out. Like, y'all tried to really take the city over. Mm. Y'all set this up 4 years ago that y'all wanted to do this to us.
Mm.
That's what it looked like. But it looked like plots.
I like it, though, because at the same time, you know, it's just L.A. winning, man.
Yeah, sure.
At the end of the day, L.A. winning.
That's what I was going through L.A. this year.
Like, you understand, especially, like, being... like living in different states and everything, like everybody, you know, talking mess about LA and all that stuff, and you know, talking about like, you know, basketball nation out here in LA. I'm like, what? We got hoopers out here, so I'm like, okay.
Unless you're from Boston, you can't really say too much about the Lakers. You but one more championship.
But even then, that was like what, the dinosaur seasons, like.
But look, bro. I like. You said though, you said it's hoopers out here.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
These rookies, these players come in the league ready.
Yeah.
Those already. Ready. It's hoopers out here. They come ready to go. They come ready to play.
Right.
And if we look at where players get drafted from, you got your UCLAs, you know what I'm saying? You got some people getting drafted from Kansas, the Jayhawks, the what's Coach K, Duke. You know what I'm saying? UNC, yeah. LSU even put out some big men, you know what I'm saying? A couple of players, you know what I'm saying? So not only is it hoopers out here because of the university, but where are these hoopers coming from? LA got hoopers, dog. New York not the only spot with hoopers, man.
Yeah, Chicago. I mean, they got
Chicago, yeah, but
New York and Detroit, Chicago, they got hoopers. Detroit, they got hoopers, you know. But at the same time, to just discredit LA, like,
I can rip off 10 names right now from LA. Stars.
Go. Where the LA hoopers at in the league?
Easy. James Harden. Russell Westbrook. Who else?
DeMar DeRozan.
DeMar DeRozan. Compton. It's just a bunch of players that are...
Kawhi.
that are stars in the league. Yeah. Not just players, but stars.
Mm-hmm. So. You know, Kawhi, he's out there killing it. He just went to another country and got them a
ship. Look,
like, I won't say they from L.A., but I'll just say California. We can just say Southern California. Because Kawhi, hold up, man.
I know.
Kawhi didn't live in L.A. He didn't live in L.A.
Hey, you from out here?
So. L.A. County, sure.
L.A. County. He from L.A. County.
You give the county at least.
He in the state California where they think everything is L.A. when you from somewhere
right,
else.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, that's it. But because, dog, I think, where was he from? San Diego?
He went to school in Riverside or somewhere.
Irvine County. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Like, not like that. Maybe that's the wrong way. Riverside County. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. Yeah. Maybe it's still LA County, but it's like, just because you're close to the area don't mean you're from there. But you are a California hooper. Meaning that you bought up cats from AAU traveling, travel ball. I know you know about travel ball.
A lot of players meet through that.
You get to play the top talent.
Yeah. It's expensive, though, too, man. So shout out to the parents.
Maybe sacrifice.
Yeah, shout out to the parents, man.
What is it that the kids know that we didn't in terms of, like, why they come ready? Like, so, like, why are they ready now?
I think, actually, it's just because, you know, sports is being more and more involved. That's why, you know, a lot of sports facilities are being more expensive, but there's a lot of economic growth in the sports facilities, more specific into kids. So kids are starting being more involved in the traveling teams. All that stuff costs money, but that's how they get all the exposure. Parents want that exposure for their children, so they're willing to pay all that money. and willing to do all those things, you know, for their kids. And, you know, they want the best. And, you know, the game of basketball, specifically on this sport, has been evolving. And so, you know, we're trying to, like, do all these flashy skill sets. But the problem with this is that, yeah, some of these skill sets are, you know, all flashy, but
right.
A lot of them are missing, you know, the basic fundamentals, and, you know, they just trying to, you know, create highlights. So I think that's what's actually elevating, and a lot of people are more involved into sports science, or exercise science, excuse me.
Because
constantly evolving.
Yeah.
I'm seeing these kids doing whooping. They sham guiding. They Euro stepping. They step back threeing. Back, I remember maybe like 2015 or 2014, everybody started shooting threes. Like everybody, like all the middle schoolers, high schoolers just start hitting threes.
Yeah.
Threes was only made for, it was only the point guard, shooting guard game. Everybody else was mid-range, layup king, or you know what I'm saying, tapping and dunking.
I can't say that. You got the Euro players, they came in shooting threes, the big men. But the big men in America, for some reason, they couldn't know how to shoot. So it's crazy how the game itself is just evolving.
That's real. Right.
But big men, they still gotta work in the post, man. Get your butt down in the post. Stop trying to shoot all these threes.
I think I saw brother. And man, ones.
Yeah.
You say Gasol brothers, and I love that, because not only is the EuroLeague gave them freedom back in the day, the shooters were specialists at first. You got the white boy who hit the threes, the European who hit the threes, and then every once in a while you got some star players who could hit threes. We was the creators. You got other players that like to create. They create the play off of a crossover or athleticism.
Yeah.
You feel me? And then after that, everybody else, you know what I'm saying? You just specialize in your skill set, passer, defender, rebounder, whatever. These kids is not, I get what you're saying. They don't have the certain fundamentals in terms of like chest pass, defense.
It's about
IQ, yeah, knowing how to move your feet, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Moving your feet the right way. You know, it's a lot of things that go into it. How to set a screen properly, you know what I mean? When to take a certain shot, layup, you know what I'm saying? Going on. But, like you said, the game transformed.
It has. Like, everyone is just trying to make it saucy, you know? Which is okay, but also I'm noticing, you know, they're definitely trying to, you know, doing workouts and stuff like that. So I can tell that they're trying to study and try to get better. It's like, you know, back in the day, same thing. You know, I started buying all these programs to get my ball handling up and stuff like that. You know, everyone's been doing that. So it's the same thing. So now it just seems like the trainers or whatever, working with them, parents too, you know, are involved in making them better, making them eat right. Because sometimes I'd be like, what are they eating? You know, feeding these
what
kids,
what are they,
man,
feeding these kids?
This supposed to be like 11 years old dunking. I was like, what?
But you said diet, man. I met a 15-year-old that was like 6'8", playing basketball. Like,
you know he's going to go somewhere, too.
You know he's going to go somewhere. He was 6'8", 15, balling, had a nice little jump shot. I told him, I said, man, all you need is your strength. He said, man, don't even worry about it, dog. I said, you're going to be right, man. Once you get your strength to a certain level, you can do what you want to do.
Yeah.
That's all. Look at Brandon Ingram. He had all that when he first came in. He was ball ready. Like, the rookies come in ready. I'm not just saying Laker rookies, period. Like I said, these young players, these young kids, they come in ready. Man, I went to the court the other day, they was hitting me with some shit. And I was like, look at these little niggas, man. My bad, little kings, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But little niggas out there balling. Like, they out there balling.
I don't know, I haven't been out over here, but I gotta see what's up. Because I be in AZ at the Lifetime gym. So some kids, they be okay, you know, but most of the time I be seeing, like, overseas players, so
overseas players.
Yeah, it'd be fun hooping with them. I ain't gonna lie.
Because you get to get some buckets. Because
yeah.
they play a different type of defense.
Yeah.
Like, not like that. Their defense is I think it's just finesse players going back to the Gasol brothers, you know? They weren't bodying you.
Yeah.
Because a certain amount of body is a foul. When you playing organized, a certain amount of body on the offensive player is a foul.
Yeah.
Because you can say, I'm not touching them, but your body is pushing them to where that they can't move a certain way. The handshake changed a lot of things, but even that, how the game transformed, why perimeter shooting is so, it's being utilized so much as well, because certain defense get to a point to where, as an offensive player, I can't get past them because they bumping me.
Yeah.
And the coach and the referee gonna allow certain bumping. You feel what I mean? But as a defender, if you bump too much, like if you impede their path, like you low-key got to let a person cross over,
mm-hmm.
and you got to beat them to the spot. Not just, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. Oh, I'm in front of you. You know, you got to give them space to move and operate.
Yeah, I think you just got to be uptight on them, you know. So they, you know, put the ball down the floor, you just got to close that gap. But it's easier said than done, I know.
Because you gotta have an area you can move to, though. Like, you know what I mean? That's why you got blocking fouls. That's why you got charging. Because if I can't move to a certain area because you're in the way on purpose, like, I can't, you know what I mean? Like, you gotta give me a slant or something.
Yeah.
Like, that's why it's like, you low-key gotta move. You know what I mean? You can't just, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And if you bump into them, that's a foul. Block, you know what I'm saying? That's a blocking foul, a personal foul. The Hoopers is out here, though.
They out here, man. And
growing up.
They started following kids at 8th grade, man. That's crazy.
But even us growing up, it was Hoopers out here.
It's been Hoopers.
Younger than that, man. Maybe 6th grade.
Yeah,
I guess. I was like, how is he ranked?
He's like, oh, yeah, he just in the 6th grade. I'm like, what? Yeah. Lucky recruiting in middle school.
Yeah. Maybe they actually do. And maybe recruiting in middle school, and then they recruit them in high school. And then they just stay being recruited. But then, you know, I just hope, you know, yeah, you're good in basketball, but, you know, I also recognize you have other options. You know,
that's important. No, that's important.
That's really important.
Student really first, important. Athlete second.
That's real.
Real talk.
There's so many Ubers that are left to try after they realize they're selling. What do I do now?
Everybody don't make it to the pros.
No. I mean, it happens because, you know, I had, even though I graduated at Arizona State University, but, you know, I had issues with my schooling, and there's things that I know I could progress a lot faster in doing if I just, you know, did what I needed to do in high school and so on and so forth. But, hey, so... But, you know, never quit, never give up. So now I'm taking, you know, sport to another level. Now I'm doing it to a science aspect instead of being a former athlete. So for those athletes out there, you know, there's always one way. I mean, there's always another way, excuse me,
yeah,
you know, to make it. And then still enjoy the game, even though you're not exactly on the court, you know, because I'm not on the court. But yet, you know, I can still give information and still teach, you know, athletes on how to get better and actually help improve, you know, their athleticism.
That's real.
So,
you're still leaving an impact on the game.
Yeah.
It's just another way.
Yep.
Man,
leaving a footprint on there.
You got to, man. You got to leave your footprint and not just your carbon footprint. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Like, you know, that's just what it is. And, man, you know, man, like, I don't want to jump off because that was a good... That was a really good point, like, yeah. But even my man's Charles, you done been around, you know what I'm saying, been around the world, done some things, mm-hmm. and you helped build a school or something like that,
mm-hmm.
When you went to South America, where did you go?
To Rio.
Went to Rio, what was you doing in Rio?
Checking out the Olympics and so.
That was nice, that was nice.
To kind of spin it off, this is where I'm kind of the direction I'm going, like, the Olympics are coming to LA in a few years, right? That affects the city, like, completely different than any other sporting event. But the last time they had it here, they blocked off the hood and just had the Olympics covered, which is crazy. Like, so they'll keep the poor people out and not have access for everybody to watch the Olympics, even though it's in their own backyard. And so that's
Do they do that in Rio? Did they block it off
too? They do it in every city. Every city, poor people are affected the most. LA is the only place where we had it three times, the Olympics. And so it's going to be the fourth time it's coming here. Mm. So just look out for that. It's something that's I know that's kind of off topic, but.
No, but interesting.
Yeah.
But hey, wasn't you somewhere else with something when you was in college?
I can't remember. I don't think so.
Nah.
That was the main place.
You wasn't there playing drums? Where were, when you was playing the drums?
Oh, that was out there. That was there. That was like a month trip. It was cool. It was real cool.
It wasn't to build a school or something?
Mm-hmm. We did that, and then we did a drumming class too.
Oh, y'all did build a school?
Yeah.
Oh, dang.
Right, so it was cool.
I was like, I was saying he did some great things. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Then he was chilling in Rio. I thought he was just at the Olympics. I'm like, man, fucking you up. But he really did do that. So.
That's cool. That's cool.
Man. So, you know what I'm saying? Good shit.
What other topics we gonna cover before we?
Oh, man, you know what, man? Like I said, I wanted to get into these rookies, you know what I'm saying? The rookies is what it is. Like, yeah, that's where I was going with it. What's up, man? What rookies y'all feel like came to the league 2019-20 season? Who balling right now? Where your rookie ladder at? Our young player, because I ain't even going to say rookie. Cause
I really like Trae Young, but I feel bad for him.
Why?
Team 4-15, this dude balling out, giving it his all. Such a great talent.
I give it to, Ja Morant.
He
killing it. When I see him in college, one of those few games, I was like, oh yeah, he NBA ready.
Yeah,
like he a hooper, you can tell. So the thing that he's doing, he's just flowing. And another one is I would give it to RJ Barrett because everyone's just so busy looking at flashy plays, but he's doing his all round game and he's like second in assist.
He's playing in the Knicks, right?
Yeah. Yep. And he's like, he's pretty up there in rebounds, and I think he's leading in steals and stuff like that, while being, I think, second in scoring. Fourth.
Mm-hmm.
In the scoring with the rookie ladder.
That's well balanced right there.
Yeah, so he's balanced out. And that's what coaches and, real hoopers be looking for. It's like, okay, where's the all-around game? You can't just be first and just points and assists. Well, Ja Morant's, number one in assists too, but he's still killing it.
He's playing, man.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't, because I said rookie, but like I said, young players that just came up. We could go back to, like, this 2009, 2020 season. I would say, because it's two players for me. One of them is in the second year. The one that I see is balling. But if somebody in their first year right now, man, I would have to say, I would say Ja Morant, man, because not just to say, that, but when I watched him play Brooklyn, Kyrie was on the floor and he was on the floor and they won.
Yep. And he blocked Kyrie.
And he D'd Kyrie.
He blocked Kyrie.
So I'm not just piggybacking, but he went up against the Clippers and played well.
I wanted him to be a Laker.
He went up against us and played well.
Yep.
Like I can't.
He did.
This young, like,
they
and I'm
stressed
this,
out. We won by one.
Exactly. It was a game.
I don't know if they took it for granted, but we only won in the last second.
Yeah. But I wanted him to be a Laker. I ain't gonna lie. But you know how we are. We don't really.
That would have been a cold point guard.
Work on rookies, we don't do that.
That's true. LA is a hard place to have a good rookie.
We were out of character last season. Like, we were fucking Alonzo Ball. We were like, wait, what? And we're like, nah, we don't do that. Let's go back to our old way.
Right.
But did we ever really have a great point guard, though?
Yeah, he was decent.
No, the Lakers had. When they won
Ball, great. Ball was decent, man. Like,
have a decent point guard. We never, like, super all-star type of thing.
He was decent.
That's not how we build teams, man.
We like big men.
Thank you. We don't like that. I feel what you're saying.
Yeah. Kareem, Shaq,
Magic was
Will.
The point guard, but Magic was 6'8", 6'9".
That's true. Yeah. And Magic could have played anything on the floor. So that's
he did.
That's
one
a,
finals.
That's a
he played
nature.
every position.
They just gave him point guard on paper, but he could play anything when he needed.
Yeah, so that's the way it is, man. But
you're right, though, about that comment, though. We don't breed rookies.
Yeah,
Go get good and come.
Yeah, get good.
Go get good and come back home.
Then you good.
You got criteria to do before you can come play for us. For the Lakers, you got to be battle ready because listen, we go to the finals or not.
Yeah. And it's really on the athlete, too. It's like, you know, it's like, what can you say? It's like, you know what we about. You know we about getting these rings. You know, so it's just like, and it's on your legacy, too. You know, it's like, you want to be that pro player that has, like, no rings or, you know, like Charles Barkley or, hey, you want to at least get one. You know what I'm saying?
Seriously. If you come here, you got to win.
High expectations.
Yeah. That's just it. And it's no offense to nobody, but, you know, any player in L.A., you know, even on the court, when you get on the court, you come to win. You don't want to go home with a loss. You got to win one game. You got to get that one championship. When you go play at the pickup game, even though it's not serious, it's not for real, you ain't getting paid, but you never want to go home with a loss. That's your one championship.
That's your one champ.
That's your one champ. That's like, we champs of the court. When you get to say next team, you feel good. You get to go home and say, hey, I got two dubs today. Hey, man, look, real shit. I'm gonna plug this real quick. We don't like my other rookie was Luka Doncic, but you know I ain't gonna jump into that just yet. But I want to throw this is what's gonna happen. You know, it's gonna be the occasional Hooper tournament, man. It's gonna happen. It's a one day tournament. I wanna give out a trophy. At the end, you come with your squad. Game up to 21.
Yeah.
No, game up to 25. Game to 25.
You know what I'm saying? Game to 25.
5-on-5, full court for the tournament, man. It's not going to be, you know, it's going to be probably like, I want to do maybe like 8 or 10 teams. You feel me?
Okay.
You got one day. One day to make it happen to be, you know, be the occasional hoop champs. You feel me?
Okay.
You champs.
So that's crazy because you don't even, it's not even about endurance really. It's just really a battle.
Because this occasional hoop, when you don't play all the time, but you only play on occasion, you want to make sure you get that W.
Yeah.
Because it's like, I don't even play all the time. But when I do play, hey, man, I want to make sure I get the W. You know what I'm saying?
For real.
You don't want to go home and say, I played basketball and lost all the games. Like, no. Like,
no, you don't.
You want to get one W. That's why it's a one-day tournament.
All you did was do cardio.
All you did was, I got a good workout in. You don't want to be the nigga that said he got a good workout.
You just got to get cardio in.
Hey, that's what some people want, man.
No,
like,
they do, but they want to win too.
I ain't one of them.
They be like, you do all that, you know, all that ball handling stuff, you know, if you want to do all that, whatever. I'm just going to run back and forth and play defense.
But
and actually,
win,
actually, those are the real ones. I like those guys. I ain't going to lie because they hustle.
They be out there.
And they help your team because everybody play one-on-one basketball when you occasional hoop.
Man.
So that's why as an occasional hooper, dog, I'm going to do the tournament, man. So one-day tournament, get the trophy. Say you the occasional hoop champs, you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Come. Let us know, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to let y'all know when the tournament going to happen.
Okay.
And I'm thinking about doing something special, man, you know, because we trying to front raise for the show, you know what I'm saying? We want to get the show right. So the winners, you know what I mean, they get a cash prize.
Okay.
Winners of the cash prize, you know what I'm saying? You're the champs for one day and you get a cash prize.
How much is the cash prize?
I'm not sure just yet, man. Depending on how many people sign up, you know what I'm saying? So
if
people put
NBA
in,
players up
you know what I'm saying? Think about it, man. Put in your application, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Have you come with your own five. Everybody got to pay a little fee, you know. Everybody with their own five pay a little fee. But, you know, it ain't going to be too much. But you get a cash prize and you get a trophy for a one-day tournament. Just one day. And you're the champs.
Yeah, up to 25.
Up to 25.
Oh, God.
We're going to have some refs out there. Respect the call still, but hey, we're gonna have some refs out there so you can, cause look, keep it real, when you on the court and you just hooping and when everybody hoop ready, cause you know what I'm saying, all you wanna do is make sure that your foul is called and travels is called.
Yeah.
Foul traveling out. Is that out?
Ain't no
That's
fights.
Really it. Ain't no fights. If somebody else calling the foul or traveling the out and it ain't up to you, and the call got to get respected because you got to respect the referee. You got to respect it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Can't have none of that nonsense. I don't want too many texts. And when you get a text, you got to leave. Don't get mad. You know what I'm saying? This ain't that type of party. You know what I mean? But that's all you need on the court. And it's game. And what they got, a scoreboard? Cool. So you ain't got to think about the points. You just got to think about the plays. This is what make occasional hoop what it is, man. Come on, man. I want y'all to come on, man.
Yeah.
So make that, man, you know what I'm saying? Make it happen, you know what I mean? Like, I'm going to let y'all know. I'm going to let y'all know, for real. That way you come with your five, come with your squad, be ready. I'm going to be supplying the black shirts and the white shirt. You get a black shirt, you get a white shirt, man. Team black versus team white, the occasional hoop on your chest.
Yeah.
Man, then y'all get to go home with the trophy.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And a cash prize.
Yeah.
So, you know, further information gonna get out when it's ready, but that's just a little, you know, a little preview of what's coming, what's in the plots. Fundraise, you know what I'm saying? Let's do it, let's get it right.
Yeah.
Man, but you get to say you're the occasional hoop champs, and you know what? We might do it in another 3 months again after that.
Okay. 3 months.
So every 3 months, four times a year, maybe you can be a champ, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Every season.
Every season. You know what I'm saying? You can be a champ every season, you know what I'm saying?
Whatever excuse to come back in LA, man. All good.
You know what I mean? So, man, it's beautiful, man. We here, man. I appreciate y'all for coming, like, real talk. Like,
appreciate
we in here.
Us.
We handling this bitch, you know what I'm saying? Like,
sir.
Man, like, appreciate y'all, man. It was what's needed, what's necessary. Hit Rashad up, you know what I'm saying? Let him know your Instagram again.
Oh, yeah, Sade the Trainer.
All right. You know, make that happen. Hit my nigga Charles up, man.
Charlie's hungry.
Man.
Instagram.
Always been hungry, man. Hungry for this money, hungry for this dough, hungry for all this. You know, I'm Smooth Johnson, you know what I'm saying? You know, this is how we get it, this is how we do it. Look out for the occasional Hooper tournament. Subscribe to, you know, Anchor. You're going to hear the commercial, or you heard the commercial, you know what I'm saying? Go to, also, you know, I ain't plugged my Amazon merch. I got some Amazon merch, right? So, you can go to Amazon and you can get my shirt. It says, my wife designed it. I think it says, my husband knows everything. Going down the front. Or no, it's another one that say, stop playing with me. That's the one, to stop playing with me. I got that one out there, and I got another one. It might be my husband knows everything, but if it's not that one, I think it's You Wild. I got the You Wild shirt. Cause you know, they be wild, you know what I'm saying? And I still got the Occasional Hooper shirts, you know what I'm saying? I got those, you know, y'all check them out. Go to the Occasional Hoopers on Instagram. Get a shirt, comment on some of the posts. Check out the blog. I gotta upload some new blogs to get everything moving. But you know, it's just real life, man. It's real life, man. We living, but we fans, man. This is how we do it, man. Real quick, who gonna win the championship?
Lakers.
Man,
Come on, man.
No other way was to come out of my mouth leaving this room.
That's
Lakers. Not even being biased. It's just the talent is there, the defense, the effort, the hustle.
I mean,
the support, all of it.
I'm gonna enjoy the Clipper and Lakers game, but you know. I still, you know, Lakers still gonna be pulling out on top.
Got to.
Y'all know what it is, man. So this is, like I said, man, this is forever a Lakers podcast. But we love NBA. We love it all. We love boxing. You know, I watch boxing. Deontay Wilder knocked out. What should we call it, man? I'm just getting in a lot. Remember, did you see that? Did you see he knocked out King Kong again with a straight bow? He's
man,
down.
I just saw the training program on that. What they were doing in the documentary. I said this is why you know Ortiz is gonna lose, man. Uh-huh. He's gonna get.
The training wasn't there?
Yeah, just the punches and stuff. My eyes are different now from seeing what I'm seeing. I'm just like the body mechanics. I'm just like, it's just not
where I need to be.
Yeah, it's not where I need to be. But Deontay, he just like swinging just a lot harder, you know? And I like, that's what you got to go.
He was more technical.
Yeah, more technical. So.
Way more technical. But yeah, so not like, yeah, we're going to get into that next time, man. Yeah. We got into so much, man. Like I said, appreciate it. Love y'all, you know, check us out, bro. Instagram, bro. My bad,
you good.
I'm a little faded, a little extra, you know what I'm saying? Feeling me? About to go hoop, though, too. Okay. Man, what's up? You hooping?
How you doing, stuff, bro? Next time I come out, I will.
Hooping? Yeah. Nah, I got some family business to do, too.
Oh, man. Yeah. Hey, man, I love it, man. I appreciate y'all.
Definitely. Yep. Next time I come out with my stuff.
We're gonna make it happen. We're gonna make it happen, man.
Sure.
Let's do it. Let's get up out of here, man.
All right.
Cage the Hoopers.
You want these chairs out?
Yeah, man, we can do that.